Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is a Monday, but it just got way better.
Of course.
And you're going to find out why in just a second. It's about 20 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Patty Mercer, 72 degrees. Along with me is...
Chris Miller filling in for Lucas McFadden. He's got the day off. You can also find us AM 1340, Comporium Cable Channel 103 and Facebook Live.
Boy, time flies when you're having fun. And we are just getting started because joining us right now... it's the one and the only Coach Jimmy Watson.
Good easy, to see you. Easy. Good morning, hey. Beautiful. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing
I'm not
better.
Talking to you two guys.
Well, come on. If a shoe fits, they're pretty too. It's so good to see you. So, some things are happening. Why don't we start with...
tomorrow night, Coach.
Tomorrow night.
Start with tomorrow night. Tomorrow night's going to be first. Congratulations
Thank
to you,
Coach.
Mr. Miller,
Appreciate
sir.
It. Appreciate
found
it.
Out yesterday and text you. Of course, something may be wrong with my phone, but it's probably wrong with me. But nevertheless, congratulations.
Appreciate it, Coach.
On
Thank
your
you.
Wall of Fame. There's a lot going on, no doubt. Some time ago, Ed Thompson, when we were at Northwestern, he called one day and he said, at some point in time, we need to get 2-3 high schools together and put on a coach's clinic for the youth league. We've done that and kind of, you know, pandemic, COVID, all that. But, you know, we're excited about tomorrow.
Okay.
There's a youth football coach's clinic at the Rock Hill Sports Complex at 6, and all schools represented, coaches, not players.
Now, mm-hmm.
I got to underline the word coach, but, you know, we got a cast of folks that are going to be there tomorrow. So a lot of work has gone into this. Small fry, Pee Wee, Gray White football. So we're looking forward to it. And it's, you know, you got quarterback Spencer Carroll travels all over the United States. I mean, he's been from California to Boston putting on quarterback clinics. You got Rock Hill's Bradley Adams, our running back coach, is going to be there. The next guy is unbelievably phenomenal. When I heard that Cedric Williams was going to South Point High School to coach the offensive line, his credentials are unreal. For example, 2018, 2019, 2020, Coach Bill Walsh, NFL Diversity Coach Award in the NFL 3 consecutive years in a row. Played at USC, coached at Newberry. He's been everywhere. First class person. And Paige Wofford, the little boys camp, this is phenomenal. And we train quarterbacks out at Cherry Park on Saturday morning, and I look over here, and there are 150 kids on the field. Northwestern had their little boys football camp, and, man, it was unreal what was going on out there. It was amazing to see. And then if you on Tuesday and Thursday, there's actually a flag football league going on at Cherry Park right now and a 7-on-7, and it's amazing with these little ones. We're talking about the little ones, not talking about – high school kids. So, and then the Carolina Panthers put on 2 camps, clinics, and I mean, it's just unreal what's happening right now. And I appreciate WRHI because most people don't know about it. They don't know a thing about it. I don't know what's really. Anyway, on the defense, so you got Spencer Carroll and Bradley Adams and Cedric Williams and Paige Wofford.
Oh, I know.
That's 4 good ones. On defense,
yeah.
Listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you talk about a cast of characters. You got David Pierce, who's probably been in 11 state championships. Played at Rock Hill, went to PC, you know, came to Louisville, you know, and played for a couple there and then at Northwestern forever. And then he's pretty good D-line coach. I think he's as good a D-line coach as there is. But then you got Bobby Carroll coaching linebackers, who's been in the state championship game at 3 different schools.
Wow.
When you talk about Northwestern and South Point and York. And then the outside linebacker, and of course, Coach Carroll coached Davion Clowney and Stephon Gilmore and a ton of others. And then the outside linebacker guys, Devontae Holloman. I mean, one of the nicest guys I've ever met in my life. I remember when he was a GA at South Carolina, and he actually came across the field and said, "Hey, Coach, I didn't think I was old, but he said, you need to ride in the golf cart." I said, "Thank you, Devontae." And then
– respect. That's why.
And then Saturday in Charleston, I got a call from Tony Watkins.
Okay.
Now, in my opinion, he's as good as there he is. He was the leading tackler at the University of South Carolina for a long time, captain of the team. He told me last night on the phone he made All-Region 2-4A. I said, "Well, that's not easy to do."
No.
That's back when it was Union, Burns, Dorman, Spartanburg, Gaffney, Rock Hill, Northwestern, Georgia, and Auburn. You know, it was a pretty tough cast of characters there. But anyway, we got great people. We got great coaches. And Jason Reynolds has done a great job. And Julian Patton and Justin Davis and Swakeem Cox. So it's a great atmosphere, let alone the fact that on September 2nd, Appalachian State University plays East Carolina at Bank of America Stadium. And on September 4th, I think there's a game at Bank of America Stadium.
Yeah, it's a little game.
When the Clemson Tigers play the Georgia Bulldogs.
Man.
Wow. Well, I better hide the women and kids for that one.
Oh, my goodness.
Put them under the bed or in the closet because there's going to be a war that day. Anyway, we appreciate you guys' opportunity to talk about football. It's special. I think – football is different. You play one game a week, mm-hmm. practice from 4 to 6. Players can go home and eat dinner with their family. And in 46 years of football, never cut a player off the team. No other sport can say that.
Wow.
Right now, it's games, 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 right?
Yeah. It's hard to keep up.
I got one pitcher, so but I'm going to play 5 baseball games. And I love baseball.
Yeah.
Played baseball all my life. But football, one game a week. Now, think about that. But the point is, you never cut a player off the team. That's very, very important.
So, Coach, if there's somebody out there who's interested in getting involved in tomorrow night, do they just show up tomorrow night, 6 o'clock? How does that work?
Well, really, I think Julian and Jason and Justin and Swakeem it's coaches' claim.
Right, that's what I'm saying, in terms of coaches.
Yes, and I think good question. They've emailed them, contacted them, and that's one of the purposes of this meeting.
So if for some reason you missed that email or something like that, they just need to get in touch with Julian and Jason, just come to the event, okay.
6 o'clock. We have drawing. We've got tons of stuff.
Yeah.
We cleaned the closet out yesterday. We got all kind of shirts and stuff. And we're going to put T-shirts and should be cooking chicken bok. We're going to teach you how to do that.
Well, Coach, also an exciting thing. You'll be rejoining us in the broadcast booth this fall. We're excited to get you back out there and have you. I know that's something a lot of people, the last couple of years, you've been back coaching, so we're excited to have you back in the booth, no longer doing the coaching. So be there to offer your expertise, because that's something people said, "Hey, man, love y'all, but miss Coach Wallace." They want to hear Coach Wallace again. So you'll be back. We're excited.
I appreciate you saying that. Well, and of course, you got August 14th.
Oh, yeah.
August. Yes, the kickoff on the 13th. Yeah.
Exactly, the 13th.
Yeah, 13th.
Yeah. But, you know, I just think you just need a little bit more enthusiasm, Coach. You know, I think if you just had a little bit more maybe you know, if I could just see a little more passion, you might have a career in this industry.
I heard that. Well, I appreciate you saying that.
It's just love it. No, your enthusiasm is so contagious in a good way. And we appreciate all that you do because, my goodness, it starts with their young learning how to play the sport the right way for the longevity of the career when they have the talent to do so.
Well, I think, too, there's a lot involved in this. You take June, July, people think, well, school's out.
Mm-hmm.
Not for football. June and July, with the humidity in this geographical area, is very important that you get your body out and get acclimatized to the heat and humidity and prepare yourself before you put on helmets and shoulder pads and before you have contacts. There are multiple levels mm-hmm. of conditioning that takes place. Then you're going to practice at 4 o'clock once school starts. So there's a lot going on. And you know, I appreciate the opportunity
to share.
It all
matters.
Well, again, this tomorrow night coaches clinic. This is for youth coaches only tomorrow night, 6 o'clock at the Rock Hill Events and Sports Center. Of course, he is the Hall of Fame coach, Coach Jimmy Wallace.
Coach Jimmy Wallace, one and only.